Okay, we almost got bumped off the train tonight for using a word, which I'm not going to tell you right now. But tonight, we are going to talk about different things. Tonight, we sort of know what we're going to talk about. Like, unlike other nights. Okay, so tonight, if I can see, hold on a second, I'm going to put on my glasses. Oh. Okay, somebody sent me a nasty note before. Okay, now I can see. We're going to talk about homosexuals. Can we say that? I guess we can still say that. We're going to talk about Afghanistan. The most recent war that we've kind of walked out on. And we're also going to talk about survival of the friendliest. It's about your dogs and how much they know about you and how much more they know than you do. Okay. And OnlyFans, America's new censorship everywhere, brought to you by MasterCard. They are censoring everyone. So if you have a MasterCard, cut it up. Throw it over your shoulder for good luck. See what happens. And I forgot this last week. Kids shooting their mom. Dad leaves the gun in there. I think it's a murder plot, myself. You want to kill the wife, you leave the gun out for the kid. The kid has seen enough television now that he knows how to do an execution.
And it's loaded.
And it's loaded. Ha ha. Bright, bright guy, bright family. You are so bright. Anyway, okay, I'm done with this, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Susie, and we're going to do a physical of you and see if you're okay. So bend over. Here she is.
Okay, now pull it down.
Pull it down.
We're getting new at this.
No, my pants are too tight.
Bend over and pull it down. Now,
I'm trying to pull them down.
A little more forward. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I don't want a lot of headroom. Although you should see my go bonobos.
Okay. Is it okay now? Yes.
And my butterfly top. And you can release your inner bonobo, your inner butterfly, your inner animal. But be wary about taking medications for horses or cows, okay? Don't be doing that. There's special medications for humans. They're called vaccines to ward against COVID. But some people think they're being very clever by taking horse dewormer. Nothing against Mississippi. MISSISSIPPI. Anything with IPP is got to be good. Because we all got to do that. And there's a lot of things we all got to do. We got to figure out what we have in common, because we are coming apart at the seams. Although, I'm not sure, but that's how it seems, that we're coming apart at the seams, partly because of climate change, and then there's this psychological craziness coming over all of us that probably has something to do with climate change as well. So I see people are writing things, but I can't see what they're writing, and I don't have anything appearing here, but it's okay. So you just keep writing whatever you're writing. because we're going to gather our communication systems here on the love train. That's right. Where's that train? So we are just leaving the station, and we are leaving different stations at once. So there's a lot of platforming.
The engineer's working on one of the wheels went flat on the train.
Oh, okay.
Got a flat wheel.
All right. And so forgot why I was banned. I can relate to that name. Yeah. Cancel culture, baby. So he says, I have the weirdest boner right now. I'm not sure what's weird about it. It's like one of those alien dildos.
The engineer fixed a flat tire.
Okay. Do trains get flat tires?
I don't know, but that's what they said from the back of the caboose.
Isn't this a Tesla train? It means it might blow up any minute. This is FDR. That's the name of this train. It's also called the Love Train. But FDR stands for Fuck the Rich. Okay, I don't know if I can say that anymore because so many things are being censored, but I'm saying it. That's what it is. It also stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president of the United States. And he was a pretty good president, good enough for us to name a show after him. I do another show called Bedside Chats, named after his Fireside Chats. And actually, I got one that's circulating right now. My 25th Bedside Chat is a conversation with evolutionary anthropology professor at Duke University, Dr. Brian Hare, and journalist, science writer, Vanessa Woods, author of Bonobo Handshake, and they're both authors of Genius of Dogs, and they just came out with this book, Survival of the Friendliest. And probably sounds like something you've heard before, but you haven't. No. What you've heard is that old phrase, survival of the fittest, Darwin's phrase, and most people think that that means the strongest and the most competitive alpha males. But no, actually, it just means the ability to survive and reproduce. And these days, I don't even know if it's about reproducing. I think it's just about being able to handle life. And yeah, the most important quality for humans and some other species is friendliness. That's what gives us our ability to survive and thrive. And bonobos are very good at friendliness, and so are dogs. Dogs are especially good at being friendly with humans. Bonobos are better at being friendly with each other. We need to learn how to be friendlier with each other. I need to learn it too. I have a hard time sometimes with the QA nonsense, but I try, and a lot of my clients or kind of believe in that stuff. I'm a sex therapist, just in case you just tuned in. And by the way, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I'm here with Captain Maximilian R. Leblevich D. Lubkovitz D. Phil and Jerry, my Who's Bond. And I'm also here with Abe, the engineer.
Righto.
All right.
And Harry.
Don Pascal.
Yes, Don.
He escaped Mississippi. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my goddess. Does that mean you were born in Mississippi, Don? Because, yeah, in which case you really did escape. It's amazing what they're doing there to treat the virus like taking a horse dewormer. And people have to come on their TVs and say, no, do not take anything that you give your livestock, please. Well, Trump's doing a rally right next door in Alabama.
Alabama.
Hungry Okra 877 says, I'm confused. What is going on in here? And then he says, there's something sexy about her. Yes, I do go by she, her, although
she, her.
You wouldn't know. I would answer to they or even he if I'm wearing my strap on.
Wait till you see me.
So he says he keeps touching himself. I'm assuming hungry okra is a he, but maybe not. Could be a pedal pusher.
Hungry okra. Isn't okra a food?
I know, I like okra. Yeah. You put it in gumbo. Mmm, it's delish. Anyway.
What's going on here?
Doesn't our cognitive development sit somewhere between bonobos and chimps, says Mean Letterhead 3818. Well, that is one way to interpret it. We are very close, most say equally close, to bonobos and chimps. And Dr. Franz de Waal, who wrote Our Inner Ape, says that we have a bonobo side and a chimpanzee side. And so I try to emphasize our bonobo side. I guess that's kind of true. We're different, but we are all great apes, all of us. And we're closer to the common chimps and the bonobos than we are to the gorillas, or than they are to the gorillas and the orangutans. So that's pretty amazing. Anyway, we have a new video out, Survival of the Friendliest, and I wrote up a blog about it, which is now in Counterpunch, America's best political newsletter, according to Outback, which I'm sure is prejudiced. They like that lefty stuff. So I'm really glad to have this piece and our bonobo cousins inspiring my fellow lefties with their ability to share, to cooperate, and to empower females and have good consensual sex and eliminate murder and war. And our dogs also can maybe help us to be friendlier with all of our fellow humans, including the QAnoners. I want to be friendly with everybody, really, somehow. Even the Taliban, although, you know, I don't want to get in a truck with them. Or the QAnoners, actually. I don't want to get in a truck with any of you. I'll talk to any of you over the phone or through this show, and the number is 626-461-5212. So I'm really excited to see if the bonobos can help my fellow lefties get along with each other. Because I have noticed lately, well, it's actually always been the case, but especially lately, it seems like the lefties are just fighting all the time. Yeah, too much infighting. I mean, honestly, it makes me happy that I am a sexologist. And even though I'm also a lefty, it's kind of a hobby. Somebody was asking me, actually, what are my hobbies? I couldn't think of a hobby. Actually, politics is my hobby, because my profession is sex therapy and sexology, studying sex and trying to help people handle their sexuality, which means handle their lives, because sex is the essence of life. And so I'm kind of glad. Sometimes I think, oh, gee, I could be a political commentator like Crystal Ball. You know, she's sexy. But then again, I don't know. I feel like they fight so much. And if you say the wrong thing, you get pounced on. There's so little money in the left, really. And some of it comes from the right. It's like puppies fighting over mommy's titties, and there's not too many of those nipples of the doggy. So they're all fighting, and it's kind of sad. I feel like it's a real problem, and it always has been for the left. But this is the condition that Weimar Germany was in just before you know what. So, not that we're Nazi Germany or ever will be. Everybody has a different form of fascism. And I am now seeing Mr. Jerky Face. Show us your feet. You see, I told you, Max, that I would need to show my feet tonight. And so somehow I'm going to do this. I hope they're clean. Okay, they're somewhat dirty.
They're dirty.
A little dirty. Not as dirty. These are my pedicured toes, though.
You can't see the toe. You can't see the...
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. You can't see the pretty pedicured toes. And people that are just doing audio don't get anything out of this. This is Reddit, although we will be posting this later. And my toes, oh, this one, because I have toes from wearing orthopedic shoes when I was a little baby girl, my toes kind of crawl over each other a little bit, so you can actually see them clearly. So I'll show you the toes again later, maybe after I've had a little drug program. But Mr. Jerk Face, they're your toes. The toes knows. Mm-hmm. So Delphinus Nova wants advice for dating an older woman. I'm 35 and she's 55. All right, well, you're with a cougar. Good for you. Yeah, you know, one of the things I want to tell some incels out there who all want Stacy's that they feel they can't have, which may or may not be true, but why not try Stacy's mom? Right? Stacy's mom is a cougar. Or a MILF, I guess. And so, you know, it works sometimes. A lot of older women are interested in younger men, but you have to have a little culture. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Captain Max, you, when you were young, you were with several older women. So you perhaps have some good advice for Delphinus Nova, who is 35 and his woman is 55, which is in an older bracket than you.
I was younger, and she was 35.
Right.
And I was a handsome boy at the time. I wasn't
that
so
helps.
Old. That helps, of course. She had a whole cabana full of young men. And I was by the swimming pool, and somebody came over to me and said, "Hey, you German, come here." I'm not German. I'm Italian, actually, and I speak Italian. "Oh, really? Well, I just want to tell you there's someone who would like to meet you." And so he walked me over to her cabana, and there were a bunch of guys out there smoking cigarettes.
I'm ready to role play.
Speaking of role playing, smoking cigarettes and stuff. And here she comes, and she's this beautiful 35-year-old woman. And
did she have pretty pedicured toes?
She had pretty pedicured toes. She had pretty things all over her. And yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, and I have a whole article about cougars, actually, on drsusanblockinstitute.com/cougar, and you can learn all about how to pick up cougars, how to entertain cougars, how to impress cougars. Cougars are out there, and getting more and more permission from society to be cougars. You know, Madonna's not the only one anymore.
You know, in Italy, it's very sort of traditional. that young men get picked up by older women.
Yes.
Because
there's a teaching element.
It's a teaching, correct. It's a teaching element. And it's one of the things that helped me grow a lot of respect in my heart for women.
And it takes a lot of courage for a woman. And so a woman that does this is going to be a courageous, interesting woman, usually. Mm-hmm. Now, don't be going underage, ladies, okay?
Well, depending what country you're in.
Well, underage in that country.
Right.
Underage, we're talking about a legal matter. I am not going to address other issues at the moment.
Right.
But let's just be legal about it, okay? And you can certainly snag a teenager. I hate the way they say teenager. There's something wrong with that. If the age of consent is over 18, then over 18, they're adults. And yes, they're not fully formed. But there's a lot of people that I know that aren't fully formed into their 20s, 30s, 40s. But anyway, you have to have a legal age of consent. And our legal age of consent in California, anyway, is 18. So don't be going below that. But yes, of course, ladies can enjoy helping a willing man who's a good pupil or woman. There's a lot of lesbian cougar cub relationships. The cub is the younger person. And, you know, sometimes it's like one of those age is just a number things where you don't talk about that and that's not an issue exactly. It always comes up at some point if somebody else brings it up. And sometimes the age factor is a point of eroticism for both of you. You should agree on that. There's so much to say about it.
In France, they just raised the age of consent.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they just raised it to 14.
To 14? Yeah. Are you kidding? What was it before?
I think it was a little younger, but they decided to raise it.
Wow. The French make me feel like a prude. Although they feel... When I've been in France, even though they do things like that, that make me go, whoa, you know, but they think that I'm whoa because I talk about sex so much. They are more under the radar about their adventures. And I'm a talker, both in the analytical way and the erotic way. And yes, I do change voices, but I have in-between voices too. Okay, so, at what age is a cougar, asks Sasha Fat Panda. You know, some people have particular ages that they say, like 35 to 50 or something. I say a cougar is just the older female. And it doesn't have to be a biological woman, of course. It can be a trans woman or just a gender-fluid person. I think it is, there's a feminine aspect to cougar that has to be there. So just an older man with a younger woman, I guess, would not be a cougar. That would be just, like, American. Anyway.
I was very lucky.
Sugar daddy or something like that.
I grew up with a bunch of cougars.
Yeah?
And I grew up with a bunch of hookers. And not because my family was in the hooking business, but I was in the theater at the time.
Mm.
And we used to travel through Italy. I was in the little variety theater, and I used to...
Theater.
Yeah. Imitate Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis. And we would travel to these little pensiones, these little hotels. So we would all kind of live together. And usually around 2 o'clock, everybody would get up, all the hookers, me and everybody in the hotel would get up. And I would go sit for breakfast with all these beautiful, awesome women who talked about their Johns and what they were doing with them.
Sure.
And I was
so they could be better hookers.
So they
it's
could
like
be better
therapists,
hookers,
you know.
Right,
it's like, or teachers talking in the back room or actors talking in the green room, right. So they can be better at their roles. They talk about what they're doing. And that's the thing, is hookers are people too, sex workers. And we are going to talk about OnlyFans in a minute. I want to address somebody who said something about lefties. Oh, it disappeared.
Yeah, no, he's asked about lefties, lefties political, lefties left hand.
Oh, you know, I'm teaching myself to be ambidextrous so that I don't get carpal tunnel syndrome. But no, I meant politically, but you take it any way you want it, any way that turns you on, because, you know, you should be turned on, whoever you are. Anyway, Live Rags says, where have I seen you before?
You've seen me.
Why are you asking me that? How would I know where you, Live Rags, has seen me before? I mean, you might have seen me on the internet or
HBO. Cable.
I had my own specials for a minute. And I was on Real Sex, which was the best sex education show ever. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. And what else? I don't know. You could have seen my old public access show, too. Or if you're a lefty, then you read my Counterpunch column. But you tell me where you've seen me before. That would be more entertaining than me trying to figure it out. Okay. Bernie Dankara. Oh, yeah. This is the one who doesn't know his left from his political left, from his left hand. You can be politically left and right-handed. And actually, you can be politically left and believe almost anything, I think. It's just a zeitgeist. It's a way of feeling that you are for the people. And everybody interprets it differently. And there's a problem with that, I grant you, because the Republicans, being more fascist, are in lockstep like a good goose-stepping army. Well, they are breaking up a little now, thank goddess, over this Trump or no Trump issue. Am I going to be like crazy Kool-Aid QAnon sense, or am I just going to be a typical Dick Cheney-like asshole? That's the Republican choice right now. And I'm glad to see them struggling with it. Although it's scary to know that one of those sides could easily win this battle royale that is going on, because the left is such a mess. Ah, such a mess. Like leaving Afghanistan, except nobody's leaving. We're all here, but a mess. But I'm not really there. It's my hobby. I'm a sex therapist. So if you have a sex question, you can write it, or you can call me. I love to hear your voice, although that can be a mixed bag. Wow, last week somebody tore into me about Afghanistan, because I'm all for leaving Afghanistan. We've been there long enough. We got to pull out. Sometimes it's right. I did a whole show called Pulling Out. And now we're doing it, and I'm proud of Joe. It's sloppy, I grant you. And I shouldn't be laughing, because people are losing their lives. I really feel bad about that. I've been to Afghanistan, so I have a personal feeling for that place. And yet, people were losing their lives for 40 years from American intervention. A lot of people think the occupation was only 20 years. Well, 20 years is bad enough. But really, it's been going on, American involvement with Russians interrupting, okay, for 40 years. And one of my favorite U.S. presidents is also responsible here, and that's Jimmy Carter, for arming the Mujahideen. And I have to say his name because I can't pronounce the name of the other guy. Here's where my bimbo side comes in. How do you pronounce that guy's name? Zbigniew Gnezdowicz. How do you say that?
Who?
That Secretary of, I guess, State. The one that is the dad of the woman. Oh, boy. But she's a big TV show host and married and kind of cute with her husband and stuff, although they're very right-wing, but they don't like Trump because he said she was bleeding from her facelift. Well, maybe he said that because they don't like him. I don't know. It's hard to know with the Trump haters, the real haters, among the Republicans, that is, which comes first, the insulting of you personally or the dissing Trump and then he insults you. Anyway, all right, so mean letterhead. I've got a friend in their early 30s and a virgin. How would you go about finding him a girlfriend? Or just help him meet women?
Buy a Mercedes or a yacht.
Yeah,
yacht.
That would be one.
Don't buy a Mercedes because everybody has a Mercedes now. Mm. You know, in fact, in Germany, they're all taxis, Mercedes.
And herein lies the incel's dilemma, because not a lot of them have the money.
Yes.
To buy the yacht. I somehow feel like this guy, if he had the money, he would not be a 30-year-old virgin, or in his 30s, early 30s, and a virgin, if he had money. But I also wonder about his issues with sex, because by now he could have seen a sex worker. And he must have some issues. I don't know what they are. This is one of the problems with just reading what people write instead of talking, because I don't know why he's a 30-something-year-old virgin. It could be religion. He could have a religious problem. He could have a looks problem. It could be that this 30-something-year-old virgin has a problem with women. Maybe he's gay. Right now, of course, a lot of people are having problems connecting with other people. And yet, if he's in his early 30s, I can't blame it on the corona apocalypse. I'm back.
That's the ceiling. Are we back or?
We are back. So, now you can ask us your questions.
Okay.
So, I was talking about Mean Letterhead and his poor friend. Maybe his friend is him. Huh, Mean Letterhead? Is that you we're talking about? It could be. That would be okay. Not everyone is proud of being a 30-something-year-old virgin. Few people are. When I posted that we were going to talk about amosexual incels tonight, which, by the way, I wasn't allowed to say on Reddit. I wasn't allowed to spell it out. Maybe I'm allowed to say it. I am saying it now. And who knows why we got disconnected before. But I'm saying it. But I said it on Twitter, where you can say it. There's a lot of discussion. Well, I am going to read a comment now from Additional Writing 49. The Lady in Blue is beyond sexy, way beyond. I, being the only lady in blue, I guess I have to say thank you. Here's some more blue for you. Actually, here's some more blue for you. I have less room now. But this is my Goddess Phoenix fiber optic whip. And I am Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor. And your bonobo lady. Yeah, so check it out. The Bonobo Way. That's a book and a way. A way to get away from the hate. Although hate sells, I have to acknowledge that. It sure does. So go on.
Yeah, so this question comes up a lot, and it always came up with my magazines and our TV shows, and people go, what is this?
Yes.
What is this?
What is this? Yes.
You're listening.
You know, I could say that about life.
Right. What is this? This is you going through an acid trip thinking that you know what's going on. And you have no idea what's going on. And you expect me to know what's going on.
Anyway, we're just like you.
Right.
Except I'm Dr. Susie, and this is Prince Maximilian.
Hi. We broadcast from our bar. We don't make any money at this, by the way, okay? But, you know, for poor people, we live pretty good. The important part about this show is to kind of break on through to the other side, like your friend, what was his name?
Jim Morrison?
Jim Morrison.
I wish he was my friend.
Well, okay.
I used to use Hello, I Love You as my opening music when I was on real radio and we had a contract.
Right. Then I took over.
Yes.
From him.
Yeah. He was my Hello, I Love You.
So this what you're listening
Oops,
to.
Oops, something happened.
Uh-oh.
Reddit.
Tuning.
Yeah, we got kicked off for some reason. Maybe it's technical. Maybe it's censorship.
It's,
I don't know.
It's technical, I think.
We had 3,500 people on the first stream.
Wow.
Yeah. Just keep it coming and keep asking, what is this? And you should ask this every day in your own fucking life. What is this? You're on a rock. You got a house or a cardboard box built onto the dirt, okay? And we're spinning around at 75,000 miles per whatever it is. And we know what's happening. And we're looking at the future.
Oh, I'm on Reddit. Am I? Because somebody asked, how important is foreplay?
Well, I mean, I've been seeing...
And that somebody
I have been seeing you here. So.
Illustrious Camel. Happy hump day, Illustrious Camel. And yes, foreplay is very important. So important, I wouldn't call it foreplay if I was going to invent the words that people use. I use the word outer course. Now, I grant you, sometimes foreplay does involve a kind of intercourse like fellatio. But most of it is on the outside, rubbing, touching, tickling, massaging, spanking, other forms of kink like bondage, you know. And this is the spice of life. And sometimes it's orgasmic. And you can go on and on with it, whereas intercourse is limited. Like the old man and I, it's time for a senior sex moment with Dr. Susie and Prince Max. All right, so we had sex the other night, and it was really good. And we had some intercourse. I got on top. But did we have the intercourse till orgasm? No.
And we also had sex in our office, which apparently...
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, in Arcadia, you can't have sex in your office.
Wow.
On a comfortable bed. Ooh. Is that possible?
You could do it on a couch, especially if it's a casting couch.
Yeah.
You're in Hollywood.
Have you ever slept in your office? Do you even have an office? You know?
Yeah. Well,
but our office,
we love to have sex in the office.
Yeah, and the office
we
is
we used to
anywhere.
Do it like bent over the desk, but that is not senior sex, okay? Senior sex, you need to be comfortable, okay? City inspectors, in the old days, yeah, over the desk, on the leather chair, we used to do it that way. But nowadays, we need a bed in our office. And then we can relax, have great sex, and then go back to work. Maybe take a nap.
What about the churches? They probably have people that don't have a house living there.
Oh.
And sleeping there.
The churches.
Right.
What about the churches? Well, yes, that could be the issue with our incel. Mm. If we get canceled again now that I said that, I don't know, it's because of that word.
No.
All right. Now, you know, there are words that are canceling people. And then there's all types of censorship going on. And, of course, the big news right now is OnlyFans. OnlyFans is going to cease letting you see the explicit
See how beautiful
content.
You are, to see your body, your
yes.
breasts. Your
well, you can see nudity. They're saying nudity is okay.
Can you see nipples?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
good.
Nipples are okay.
Wow.
And I don't know if you can see an erect penis.
Ah, that's always a problem.
That's all, or a spread always open.
A bulge in your pants
oyster.
While you're talking.
Can you see that? I imagine you cannot see squirting, for instance.
That
is not allowed.
Frontal.
Now, by the way, I have a lot of squirting that you can see for free, actually. Because I have, it's not porn, it's sex educational, explicit film.
It's like cooking. It's, you have to...
A cook is in a kitchen
right.
using pots and pans and has a sous chef.
Yeah.
I'm Sue.
Yeah, Sue. <That's>
and a sex therapist going to have some assistance showing the sex maneuvers and sometimes even join in. And so you get to see me squirt too.
Yeah, Jux, we're very supportive of religion.
Yes.
Yes, except...
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Amen and a women.
Except when I'm discriminated against because I show nudity. Nudity.
Yeah, religion is a problem.
Yeah, religion is a big problem, but don't burn down their churches. You know, don't go shooting them.
Right, and then there's the Taliban.
Right.
Isn't their religion a problem?
Yeah.
And don't we say when people have no religion that that's a problem?
That's a problem.
You know, like, of course, this...
Communists. Of course, the Taliban thinks we're the devil.
Yeah. And let me just say, I don't like the Taliban at all. I've been to Afghanistan. I love Afghanistan. I've been to Kabul and Kandahar and Balkh and Mazar-i-Sharif. I've climbed to the top of the Bamiyan Buddhas before they disappeared, before they were blown up by the Taliban. And that is what made me, hate the Taliban. I'm not proud of that feeling. But, it was like something of mine was destroyed. And it isn't something of mine, it's theirs. But I'm happy I have pictures of it. I don't have pictures of very much. But I do have some pictures of that. This was pre-selfie days. And it was also pre-America days. It was when the Russians were first coming in And there was a little bit of socialism going on. The Russians weren't, I guess, too hardcore. The Mujahideen had not started fighting back. They existed. I met some of them out in the countryside riding their horses. And they had AK-47s. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Had some sex, too. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't out in your face. It was just like being cowboys, okay? This was the Afghan cowboy. That's what this was. And then the U.S. decided the Russians were getting too intense, and they were kind of moving in, because the Afghans did not want to be a satellite. They wanted to trade with Russia, and they wanted, or Soviet Union at the time. And so the Soviet Union were a little big for their britches there, and they just thought they would just march right in and take over. And you don't do that. This is the graveyard of kings. What do they call it? Afghanistan?
The graveyard of empires.
Empires, right.
Yeah.
Not just kings.
Okay, so, all right, you know.
Yeah. So then the U.S., in terms of Jimmy Carter and the guy Zbigniew, whatever, Secretary of State, they financed the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. And then the Mujahideen started fighting among each other. And of course, the strongest was the most fundamentalist, because they were financed by a mixture, actually, of, I think, well, the Pakistanis for sure. They're Pashtun, so the Pakistanis. But also, indirectly, the Saudis.
Ah, the Saudis.
Yeah, and yes, you guys, when you tell me that I'm abandoning the women, and I feel terrible about the women, I do, and the gay people, they are suffering as well they are in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. But there comes a time that you say, you know, wait a minute, basta.
Yeah.
You know?
That doesn't mean we invade them. We have still got respect for people's borders. I mean, look, if any country's full of crazy people, hey, look in the mirror.
The Republicans are worried about a social budget. They're never worried about the war budgets. You know?
Yeah.
You know Republicans that are against war budgets?
What's our marijuana budget? Because I'm about to light up. Okay.
We have a very, very tiny marijuana budget.
Oh, I'll just take a little hit.
We also have a little.
I just thought I'd have a little phallic object in my mouth.
And we have a whiskey.
Oh.
What?
Well, this is a speakeasy.
Right.
This is
only online.
Speakeasy.
Only
right.
Online. Amber, I assure you, only online.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're not really selling any whiskey.
Right.
And we're not doing anything.
It's a radio show.
It's a place where you can speak easy about things that are not so easy to speak about.
Like people like you.
And right. Amber. Amber Alert.
No, don't say Amber Alert. Everybody will freak out.
No, we don't mean that. Okay. We're just kidding.
We're also comedians, so.
Amber, this is Blue.
Give us a little break. It's cool. Right, I'm a little stoned, but it's okay.
So, we got to get the vulnerable women and the LGBTQ people out. And you know what? If anybody in Afghanistan is willing to say that they're gay, they are. Because that's a big deal to say that. Even now. It's illegal now with the Americans there. It's illegal to be gay. Now, I warrant you, you're probably just going to, you know, get a small jail sentence, whereas the Taliban might execute you. The Saudis do execute you. I think the Taliban say they're going to be a little more diplomatic. Will they? I don't know. I mean, I could say I don't trust them, but I guess I don't trust anybody.
What is going on? You know what? We should have little commercials, just like regular radio. and we could talk at 300 words per minute and do ads.
Okay, well, you can come to our site and see free what you would might call porn, but we don't call it porn.
We don't call it porn, and nobody else can call it porn because it hasn't in any way been judged as porn.
And by the way, tonight's show that will be airing after this live broadcast, and you can see it at drsusanblock.com/live, is Gas Mask Girl, Summer Hot, Kink. That's right. And it's very hot, very sexy, very wild. And it has porn stars, and it has Loser Twersky.
Where?
In this.
Oh, he's not here.
He's not here. No. I told you. He's in the Gas Mask Girl show. Gas Mask Girl. Yeah.
His girlfriend came back to him.
She left?
Yeah, sort of. Nah, they kind of left. It was all very agreeable. Nobody beat anybody or nobody got shot.
Right.
It was very, very calm.
Well,
yeah,
that's cool. She's much younger than him, right? She's over.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's
the age of consent.
Yes, yes.
But she is younger.
She is younger than him, right?
Than him, right?
That's
he, of course, is an old man before his time.
Well, yeah, he's sort of an old man. He's not as old as I am.
No.
Yeah.
Or as I am.
Or as you.
He's young.
We're young.
We're all old.
We're young at heart.
Right, and maybe his girlfriend is an old soul.
Yeah, and then there's that. There's old souls.
Right. But you have to be careful. Everybody's getting in trouble these days. So people are crazy. They're just very nervous.
Everybody is bananas, and it's okay. Just be calm.
So OnlyFans is joining team censorship, is what I have to say.
What is team censorship?
Well, it means that they're censoring the explicit sex.
Oh, okay.
They use the sex workers and the excitement that sex generates and the hard work that the sex workers did to create content. And they made their percentage and they grew their audience. And now they have their venture capitalists who say, no. But it's not just that. It's MasterCard. This is no sex.
I mean, okay.
No. And they have these celebrities on now.
And
so.
It's not only sex. They have also like witches or something. Some weird.
That they're not allowed to have?
That you're not allowed to have on your site.
You like can't. Psychic stuff?
No, psychics is all right. Witches.
Witches?
Yeah, witches.
That sounds somehow anti-female.
I think it's a little anti, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing is anti-female, since even though there are some males doing sex work, of course, it's mostly female. And suddenly, all these women's livelihoods have been taken away. Not to say sex workers aren't some of the most resourceful and resilient people in the world. They're not incels.
And great
who
wives.
Are not very resourceful or resilient, by the way. But yes, this has
great
been
wives.
Wonderful. Great wives. What do you mean? I don't have an OnlyFans account. I'm glad I don't have an OnlyFans account. Because it would be taken down. But you can see me having fun on drsusanblock.tv. Free. It does cost money to talk to me live, in person, privately. The key to paying, I see it as private talk. That's therapy.
That's right.
For you personally. And yes, that we charge for. But we don't charge you to see our antics at the moment. Maybe we will.
Depends
well, we certainly.
Desperate.
Yeah, we're glad we didn't get on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so now OnlyFans is eliminating explicit content, and it is basically bad for everyone. It's bad for the sex workers.
You know they're going to take away our MasterCards after this.
And MasterCard, since when does MasterCard get to judge us all?
It's their
and
card.
And decide. It's their card.
Right,
so
right.
They're a private
yeah.
institution. You see why we're talking about socialism so much? It's partly because these what? Private institutions who control our lives get to just toss us out.
You know, phones were that way too. You could not talk dirty over the phone across state lines.
Right.
It was like this horrible thing. That's when you know, Queen Adrena got busted.
Wow.
Yeah. For talking dirty over the phone in another state. So, you know, at least you could appeal, and eventually the phone companies were private, but they came, sort of became quasi-government.
Yeah, MasterCard should not be allowed to decide what is moral. Right? It's like Google. These companies are private, but we're forced to use them to communicate. There aren't too many choices. And OnlyFans was it for a lot of these sex workers. I feel bad for a lot of people that I know. I feel like I'm one of those people who's saying, what is this? Where are we? What should I get into? I don't know.
We're on a train in the bar.
Oh, can you give me some advice? My girlfriend thinks she's a witch and keeps posting stupid video online for everyone to see. What should I do? You say that there's witch problems on...
on some of the credit cards, actually on Visa and MasterCard. The problem is you can't sell certain things on your site.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You can't sell certain things that have to do with witches.
With witches.
These witches, I'm not sure how seriously to take this. My girlfriend thinks she's a witch. Do you mean like Stevie Nicks style witch?
I don't even know if it's witches. It's some kind of, you know, spirit kind of thing that you can't have on your site.
Okay, but someone is asking a question.
And the question is?
My girlfriend thinks she's a witch and keeps posting stupid videos online for everyone to see. What should I do? So the operative word here is stupid, because if your girlfriend thinks she's a witch and keeps posting videos online for everyone to see, and you like it, then it's okay. But if they're stupid, then you have a problem with your girlfriend. I don't necessarily have a problem myself with witches.
She dresses as a witch?
She calls herself a witch.
Maybe she is.
She obviously thinks she is.
Right. She thinks she is.
And
that's what
whatever
she
that
is.
Means, whether that means Wicked Witch of the West or
right.
the North or the South or the East, whatever it means, it's okay with me. But obviously not with you, which is why you call it stupid, which is why you need some therapy, you and her together, to see if you're compatible or if she should join a different coven.
Anyway, witches were kind of the doctors.
Characters.
They were they
belladonnas.
They were belladonnas. They healed you with herbs, and then foreigners started to come there and sugar, especially sugar.
Sugar.
And the belladonna says, "Don't eat that. It's poison. It will kill you."
Uh huh.
Okay.
But and it they was, were right.
Yeah, but it was so sweet.
And nice.
It's so good.
It tastes good.
That now it kills you. So many
it's
people.
Funny how poison can yep. taste good.
Of course.
Well, but now we're back. We're just settling in here in Bonoboville at the Speakeasy Bar. Please excuse our dust tonight. We're having some technical difficulties. I also think it could be that I'm being censored for having said a word spelled I-N-C-E-L. It is a word that terrorizes some people, but it has to be dealt with, in my opinion, as a sexologist. And so I'm talking about it, but apparently on certain channels it's...
Well, it's not only that word. There's
could be other words.
There's many words now that people are trying to get rid of.
You know,
tons of words.
On YouTube, you can't post a comment with the word sex. You can't. You have to change it. Put a little asterisk in.
Yeah, this is a highly evolved literary society. Highly evolved. The corporations have taken over all your rights. Okay?
And is this a right-wing or a left-wing thing? I guess it's a left-wing thing, which underlines my point. The left-wing, for all y'all that say it's a cult, it ain't no cult. We disagree about everything. And I certainly disagree. If this is a left-wing attempt at making America pure and safe, I'm against it. In fact, I think everybody deserves a voice. I don't think there should be any censorship here.
It's 1984.
You guys are showing people falling off of airplanes to their deaths in Afghanistan. And you know, that makes good TV, huh? Yeah, but you won't allow the love-making images to be seen, or the words to be spoken in a positive way. You only want to present sex as a negative thing. When somebody has a scandal, when someone's accused of something, then you'll present it. Little by little, you're creating more and more of these amosexual INCELs. Even though you won't say it, you won't allow it to be said on Reddit, you're creating them. And by pushing sex workers to the sidelines, that's why they don't respect sex workers, because you don't respect sex workers, you powers that be. You wonder why they don't respect sex workers, people that need sex workers. These are people that really could use some help, almost as much as COVID patients need nurses. Not quite, but almost as much. They need help, but they don't want to get that help because the disease prevents the cure. They hate sex workers because they buy into society's myths that sex workers are dirty, bad, lesser than, not as good as romance with a celebrity, with some member of the Beautiful People group. That to me is porn. That to me is obscenity. Seeing all these beautiful people and being told that this is what we can have, this is the only way that we can be sexual. And pushing the sex workers out into the cold at a time when things are still risky, even though a bunch of Alabamans are getting together to see Trumpty Dumpty. Anyway, yes indeed, brothers and sisters. Politics, says D. Hogman. Oh, how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan in harm's way because of the lack of foreign affairs knowledge and idiotic decisions. All right, I've been to Afghanistan. I could be one of those people. But at the same time, we have to leave. We got to go.
We got to go.
People's got to get out of there. We got to try to find ways. This happened in a very sloppy way. Trump started the exit by negotiating with the Taliban. And once he did that, of course, the Taliban figured they're in, like Flynn. And of course, the corrupt Afghan army leaders took their money. And the guys down below probably haven't gotten a paycheck in a while. And some of them are even invisible, right, Captain Max? They don't even exist.
Yeah. They thousands and thousands of army personnel in the Afghan army doesn't exist. The commanders or whoever is taking their paychecks.
Ooh.
And running off with the America pays for that. And all of, you know, all of this stuff, here's the thing. We've been there for 20 fucking years, man.
We got to go.
Yeah, there's guys in fake Birkenstocks running around fighting our guys with so much equipment on them. I don't know how they...
Reminiscent of Vietnam, except there they were wearing flip-flops.
Right.
And they represented Ho Chi Minh, although he was dead by the time that Americans left. But it was a similar kind of leaving. And, of course, Ho Chi Minh was, you know, not a bad guy. And I didn't feel that we were leaving the Vietnamese to anything terrible, but we were, actually. There was a lot of death and destruction, and there was, in surrounding areas, Cambodia became a hellhole. We've been through this before. The problem is we don't learn the lesson that we shouldn't assault other countries.
How rich we would be?
We think we learn a lesson, that lesson being something like we didn't do it right. We somehow didn't rape this foreign country
correctly.
No, we shouldn't be doing it at all. It never works. It doesn't work. You know, we came in World War II. The war was already won, basically, by the Russians, who won because they were invaded. The Nazis made the mistake there. They were the invaders. And so were the Japanese. They were the invaders. That's why we did okay. You know, it was a terrible war in many ways. We shouldn't have dropped those bombs. That was not necessary. And that was evil. But we were the helpers, I guess, sort of, and got a lot of the credit. Anyway, where are we here? Jux Lee, at the very least, OnlyFans had best allow sex workers to leave links to their content posted elsewhere. Hear that, OnlyFans? Juxley and I say that you gotta let the sex workers leave links. Hopefully they have some conscience. They obviously don't have any sense because they're gonna lose money. Juxley, a big part of the problem is that a lot of fans seem to think that it's okay to not pay for anything sex related, and chargebacks come significantly more often than in other industries. That is true, chargebacks, because people get embarrassed about their sex purchases when the wife or the mom finds out. You know, that's wrong, folks. You incels. Oops, hopefully I won't get canceled. In your parents' basements, don't be using your parents' credit cards for anything sex-related, okay?
Or not.
Or not. I mean, don't be buying lawnmowers. Don't be even buying something good.
Right. You know. Or guns. Okay.
Folks like to blame the chargebacks on the sex-related businesses, but really a general acceptance by society of sex work as being less valid than other work, and then we're into that battle, says Jux Lee. Jux is hanging out with us tonight. That's cool. Hey, Jux. Isn't he a DomCon? Hey, everybody at DomCon. I love
Hi.
You.
Great.
Oh, we
Goodbye.
Miss everybody at DomCon. Goddess Phoenix. Mistress Porcelain looks gorgeous, and so does Madame Marguerite. Mistress Cyan. So many wonderful people at DomCon. Mistress Tara Indiana. We wish we could be there, but we're COVID sissies. Jesse Jackson has COVID now. Lots of people have COVID. It's very disturbing. Phil Valentine, the new Rush Limbaugh, died of COVID after mocking the disease as a hoax and spreading misinformation about the vaccine. Check out my Rush Limbaugh anti-eulogy for, you know, some chuckles about dead person. But yeah, I mean, we feel bad. Somebody dies. Anybody dies. You know, we're bonobo. We're not celebrating it. But people, he's on his deathbed. I don't know if he was telling people to get vaccinated or his family was, but get vaxxed. Okay? There's no good reason not to. And even if you are vaxxed, because a lot of people aren't, the virus is moving around. So it's tough times. It's tough times to get together. It's one reason that a lot of us are INCEL. But don't get amosexual with it, okay? Please, your pistol is not your penis. All right?
Your pistol's not your penis?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
With that...
By the way, Native Americans are more likely to get vaccinated than other American populations. Experts thought they might shun the shots, but no. Native Americans have the nation's highest COVID vaccination
rate. They're wise.
They're wise. And they know about these bad chemicals and herbs. And they got a lot of witches and witch doctors. I know I'm saying racist things, but I grew up with hearing that they had witch doctors. And I don't know what people mean by witches, but I trust the Native Americans, the people that are born to this land, to know a little something. It's a hard time for anybody to know anything. A lot of vaccinated people are dying, and yet we know that the unvaccinated are dying in greater numbers. So wear a sexy mask, okay?
Yeah. And we're going to say goodbye, and if you don't understand what we're doing...
Here's a sexy mask.
Yeah, just stop by anytime. Every Saturday night, 10:30, we're on the air. We talk to people all over the world, and we'd love to talk to you. My doctor, my wife, my hot date, and
hot date. We had a hot date the other night.
Right.
Senior sex. Somebody asked if we can fuck a long time. No.
No.
Let's be frank.
No, can you have hard
sex? We fuck a little bit.
No, don't have hard sex either.
We do a lot of outer course.
Yeah. You've been.
We're going to talk more about it.
You've been eating the
time.
Wrong stuff. Your bones are all cracked.
And you got to be in the right mood. You got to be patient,
right.
And you got to. Understand that there's going to be some pain.
Oh, my back.
But then the pleasure starts to take over, and pleasure is a painkiller.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully you don't have serious...
Go bonobos.
Serious heart disease.
Free Assange. I was going to say Assange. Free Britney. I don't know what to say about this whole smacking the assistant's phone thing. But I'm going to give her a bit of a pass, but... holding back a little. Don't be smacking your assistant's phone, Brittany. Now is the time to be very chill. Okay, anytime really, but now especially.
Because you're going to be back in trouble otherwise.
And of course, Assange is very chill, but they blame him for everything. It's terrible what they're doing to that man. He's a journalist and a publisher, and you're putting him in prison, and you're criticizing the Taliban. Sure, criticize the Taliban, but take care of your own house.
Yeah, so Assange is great. I spent time in prison for my work, and I would do it over again and over again and
Absolutely.
Over again, because I'm not the Afghan army. I'm dedicated.
That's right.
And we love you.
Stick around for the post show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go
that
watch that.
That features Gas Mask Girl and Hot Summer Kink and Loser. It's all absolutely free. Oh, I gotta go. Oh, yeah. I feel like pulling out of Afghanistan. It's so painful to pull out. But, you know, you got to at some point. You can't stay forever. And we are not the police of the world, or we shouldn't be. Let's try to make a transition into being like a normal country. Or
let's help them and set examples.
I don't like the word normal. Let's help them and mind our own business.
Business.
And if we want to go in with some money and some aid and some help and maybe a few bodyguards, but not all this military. No, and no bombing.
And also, you have to know if you're going to go do that, that people are going to try to steal from you.
This is a different culture.
All people.
Yes.
Even here in the United States, people are taking money under the table. Billions and billions.
Anyway.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we love you.
We
want
later.
You to be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. use. Ooh. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you too.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.